7 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The suspect in the Harford County shootings yesterday is now in custody in Delaware. 37-year-old Radhi Prince was arrested by ATF and local police last evening. Wilmington Police Chief Robert Tracy told reporters Prince was spotted just walking down the street.
When he saw that they had spotted him, he actually took off running, threw the gun, and they were able to apprehend him about 75 feet later and recover the gun where he threw it. What he was doing, he was actually walking in the neighborhood, so he wasn't threatening anyone.
Prince is the suspect in the shootings of five people in Maryland, three of them fatally, and one in Delaware, including those three who died. Two people were killed in an overnight crash in Potomac. The accident has closed Democracy Boulevard between Newbridge Drive and Gainsborough Road west of Seven Locks. The names of the victims not yet released. Montgomery County Police are looking for the hit-and-run driver who hit a police cruiser, injuring an officer last night in Silver Spring. It happened around 10:30 at New Hampshire Avenue and Piney Branch Road. The officer's condition has not been released yet. It's deadline day for Amazon's HQ2 competition, and it could give one part of our region some serious bragging rights.
Montgomery, Prince George's, the District, Arlington, Fairfax, and Loudoun counties are all submitting proposals, all with different characteristics and perks to offer. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser boasts,
"What we offer them is a distinctly urban experience.
It's cheaper out in Loudoun County," says Supervisor Ron Meyer.
They're looking for good workforce housing, affordable places where millennials can new stuff.
Of course, the D.C. region is one of at least 20 metro areas submitting bids. Various business publications put D.C. near the top, with places like Austin, Pittsburgh, and Atlanta. Amazon says it'll make a decision sometime next year. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia's race for governor is likely to be a close one, say many political analysts, and it may hinge on one thing.
Both sides need their core supporters to show up.
Political science professor Quentin Kidd says Democrat Ralph Northam and Republican Ed Gillespie are bringing in some of the party's biggest names to energize their bases. Tonight, President Barack Obama will campaign with Northam. Vice President Mike Pence campaigned with Gillespie last Saturday. Kidd says Obama could help get black Democrats to the polls.
If African-American turnout goes up by 1%, for example, with the appearance of Barack Obama, then that has a positive impact for Ralph Northam.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Today's the day emergency preparedness officials would like you to take a moment and plan how you would react in an earthquake. Chaz Eby is with the Maryland Emergency Management Agency.
What we're asking people to do is to drop to the ground, take cover under a table or desk, and then hold on as if a major earthquake were happening.
It's the Great Southeast Shakeout earthquake drill happening later this morning. New research finds that more than 4 out of every 10 children in Maryland has suffered some kind of traumatic event, such as the death of a parent or a family member's mental health problem. A new analysis of national data shows the extent of what experts call adverse childhood experiences. That analysis finds that 15% of kids in Maryland have actually had 2 or more such adverse events in their lives. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,158. The Nasdaq at 66.24. Sports, the Wizards win their season opener, beating the Sixers. Baseball, the Cubs stay alive in the NLCS with a Game 4 win over L.A. And the Yankees take a 3-2 lead in the ALCS. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hello, 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 hello. Are you listening?
Mark Levin.
I am the people's host. I take more calls than any other host.
Weeknights at 6.
That's right.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to itrustfrank.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, just within the past couple minutes, two, 3 minutes here, Democracy Boulevard has just been reopened. We've been talking about that all morning, had that fatal overnight crash and investigation. Democracy Boulevard, west of Seven Locks Road, you can now use it. They've reopened everything, so no longer with the closures. So much better news there for our morning travel. Now, where we have some problems, we have head through White Oak and down toward Four Corners, Maryland on southbound 29 as you head past Lockwood Drive for the crash. The accident was reported on the northbound side, but really we get impacted here on the southbound side, the flow of the commute. On northbound New Hampshire Avenue, right at the exit for the Beltway, still on the right side with the crash cleanup. Heading in through town, here we come out of Chevrolet on 50, slowing near 202. Riverdale, we're okay. Once you get on to 295, the normal stop and go past East Capitol Street. Northbound 295 as you pass the Naval Research Lab, off and on to the exit for the 11th Street Bridge. Heavy, but I'm looking at the freeway and that looks pretty decent in each direction. Virginia, heading in toward Leesburg on Route 7, the crash eastbound 7 before you get to the exit for Route 9. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Great, a good looking weather picture. High pressure, large and in charge. It'll keep us dry. Just a few clouds. They're not rain clouds. They'll filter our sunshine at times. Other than that, looks real nice today. 74 tonight, clear 56. Suburbs will be a little cooler. Friday, more sunshine, 76. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 49 in Arlington, 42 in Olney, 49 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Despite some setbacks, the Senate continues its work on a bipartisan health care measure. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Well, good morning. Coming up at 7:15 here, we got RNC co-chair Bob Paduchik. Going to join us to talk about that Virginia race. The RNC very intrigued by Ed Gillespie, trying to help him out. 8:05 this morning, Susan Ferriccio joins us. And then at 8:15, Jeff Dove. He's running for Jerry Connolly's seat in Virginia. How about that, 11th District? All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. My name is Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
Good morning. Joining us right now, Byron York from the Washington Examiner. Byron, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. Always a pleasure to have you here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about what happened yesterday. The two Fusion GPS employees, the officials from Fusion GPS, said, you know what, I take the Fifth. I am not testifying. We would rather take the Fifth than testify on the Trump dossier. Where do we go?
Kind of an interesting development. You know, both the House Intelligence Committee and the Senate Judiciary Committee are trying to find out more about this Trump dossier, basically who was behind it was their big question, and then to what degree, if any, is the information in it valid. And so we do know that this company called Fusion GPS, Oppo Research Company, was doing this and retained this former British spy to look for dirt about Trump and Russia, and we know all this stuff. And so the House Intelligence Committee sent a subpoena to Fusion GPS and wanted to hear from three of their workers. And Fusion GPS on Monday sends back this outraged, indignant, offended letter that goes on for 17 pages about how Devin Nunes, the chairman, is just not a legitimate chairman, and it's not a legitimate subpoena, and on and on and on. And then darned if two of the guys don't come up to testify on Wednesday, and they didn't really testify. They sat down, a few questions were asked, they took the Fifth on everything, and then they were let go.
So, I mean, Do you have a hunch of why? Like, why would you take the fifth? Obviously, whenever we hear somebody take the fifth, it's because they supposedly think that there's something incriminating that they could say. But you would think that an opposition research firm, even if they're trying to protect their sources, could talk a little bit about the process of what it's like to gather this information or something. But nothing. They've just gone full fifth the whole time.
Well, Glenn Simpson, one of the founders of Fusion GPS, did speak to the Senate Judiciary Committee and did answer some questions, but refused to answer the question that the Senate most wanted to know, which was who was behind the dossier, who was paying Fusion, who retained Fusion to do this. So, I mean, there are some theories about why they will why they'll go to any lengths to conceal who's behind the dossier. And some of them have to do with business reasons. You know, if they give up the name of one confidential client, how would anybody ever, you know, hire them for confidential work in the future? To reasons of some sort of partisan cover-up, that maybe it involves some big political people. So nobody knows. But the fact is, so far, with Congress, Fusion is absolutely stonewalling.
Have Democrats showed any curiosity on this?
No, they haven't. As a matter of fact, at the session where the two Fusion employees took the fifth, no Democratic members of the committee showed up.
Wow.
There was some Democratic staff there, and there was one Republican there who was designated to ask questions. One Republican member of the committee.
Byron, this whole document, if it's true that it served as the basis for literally everything we're dealing with right now in terms of these back and forths about Russian collusion and everything, has been very destabilizing since Election Day for the entire country, and yet Democrats are showing no interest in getting to the bottom of how we got that document?
No, I mean, there's two issues, of course. There's the question of, are the allegations in the dossier true? You know,
right.
which alleges all sorts of collusion between Trump figures and the Russians. And then, regardless of whether they're true or not, what's the provenance of the dossier? I can't believe I just said provenance of the dossier.
I was like,
anyway,
it's amazing.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is particularly interested, and I think this is extremely important. What we think we know is that when Christopher Steele, this former British spy who's paying Russians to get dirt on Trump, goes to the FBI kind of adopts the project. Now, you have to remember, this is in the fall of 2016, the height of the presidential election, and this guy Steele is working on an Oppo research project that we think is funded by wealthy supporters of Hillary Clinton, and the FBI decides to pick that up. I mean, it does, as Charles Grassley, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, has said, it raises questions about the FBI's independence from politics.
Yes.
And that's the big reason that the Judiciary Committee, which has oversight authority for the FBI, wants to know what went on.
It's strange how many weird, uncomfortable conflicts the FBI has with Hillary Clinton, actually.
Well, it is, and I mean, we saw the president tweeting about that very recently, and we have seen a lot of reports, basically, that James Comey decided to exonerate Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Before not just Hillary Clinton was interviewed, but before a lot of figures in the investigation were interviewed. And I do think that if you could get people to put away their partisan feelings for 10 seconds, there's a lot of agreement that Comey just terribly mishandled the whole Hillary Clinton thing by, one, coming out in July of 2016, making the case for indicting her, and then at the end saying, but I'm not going to charge her with anything. And then 10 days before the election, coming out and saying, you've reopened the case. I mean, these are things that, in retrospect, no prosecutor would have done publicly.
It was a mess.
There's a total
mess.
A lot of unhappiness with the way he handled it.
Byron, in the time we have left, I just wanted to talk about this report from The Hill that showed that the FBI had evidence that Russian nuclear officials were involved in a racketeering scheme as early as 2009, and the Obama administration still let this Uranium One deal go through. Do you think that there's really something to this? Is this something a lot of people seem to be uneasy with this report?
Well, you know, I don't know about any Clinton connections to this, but it does seem that if the U.S. government has evidence of all the sort of corruption involving the Russians and uranium, that the Committee on Foreign Investment, which approved, this is a U.S. Government organization, the Committee on Foreign Investment, which approves this deal through which Russia is allowed to buy one-fifth of the United States uranium supply, that should be something they should know and take into account. And so, at minimum, it seems to me this story is one of these right-hand doesn't know what the left-hand is doing stories that are really quite serious about our government.
Yeah, and meanwhile, the Senate Judiciary Committee looking for answers on that question. They've launched a probe into the Russian nuclear bribery case, and they want several federal agencies to disclose whether they did know what the left hand was up to.
Exactly.
Thank you very much, as always, Byron York, for stopping by. I look forward to talking to you again soon, sir.
Thanks, folks.
All right, and stay tuned. Coming up here, we've got the RNC co-chair, Bob Paduchik, going to break down this Virginia race for us.
It's 7:15 at WMAL Traffic and Weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Fairfax, on northbound side of 286, the Fairfax County Parkway, right as you come up to the exit for I-66, that's where we have a crash, and that's why we're starting to see some delays there. Now, on 66, we've been accident-free, but the heavy delays, of course, through Manassas, Centerville, and Fair Oaks. Inner loop of the Beltway through Annandale starts to bog down a bit, as does the ride north of the toll road to the Legion Bridge. Now, Maryland. Oh, in case you missed it, such better news in the Potomac area. Reopened is Democracy Boulevard. Reopened each direction west of Seven Locks Road. That had been closed for hours with accident investigation and reconstruction. Now, we still have delays. Southbound 29, heading through White Oak down toward Four Corners, the crash south of Lockwood Drive, right near the Trader Joe's. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today we'll have partly cloudy skies with a high of 74. Tonight, clear skies, low of 56. And then tomorrow, sunny, high of 76. Currently in our nation's capital, 50 degrees at 7:16. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by John Marshall Bank.
Hi, my name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. We're a local community bank with the right mix of banking solutions for your business. When it comes to your business, we have the answers. Visit johnmarshallbank.com.
All right, let's talk about the race in Virginia between Ed Gillespie and Ralph Northam. As those two men jockey to become the next governor of the Commonwealth. Let's go to RNC co-chairman Bob Paduchik, who joins us this morning. And Bob, good morning.
Hey, Vince. Mary, it's great to be on. When I lived in Northern Virginia, I was a loyal listener on those morning commutes.
Well, good. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I want to ask you about what's going on in Virginia, because the former president of the United States, Barack Obama, is set for a rally tonight with Ralph Northam at the Richmond Convention Center. Does Obama's return to politics in this Virginia race get you worried at all?
Well, you know, I find the whole thing fascinating because for 8 years, Barack Obama did nothing other than focus on his political agenda while the Democratic National Committee literally withered and nearly died on the vine. And now to try to come in and sort of transfer his personal popularity onto the lieutenant governor, I just don't see how that really helps him out that much.
It is amazing to watch this race because it's one of the few races happening this year, how much national attention is being placed on it. One of the big things that we've seen in this week is a new polling that is very favorable to Ed Gillespie. Monmouth University showing that he is now ahead of his opponent, Ralph Northam, 48-47. What do you make of the polling data and the direction in which it's trending?
Well, look, I lived in Northern Virginia for about 8 years, and what you see in these midterms elections are that the polls sometimes get it wrong because of the way they sample Democrats in the mix. You know, how many Democrats you put in, how many Republicans, how many Independents has a big factor, because what you're trying to do is mirror the poll to the turnout. But what traditionally always happens, I mean, Ed almost won that Senate race and came out of nowhere on that for most people. And so what you see, though, now is this race is tightening. And you know, any poll that has this thing in a 4 or 5 point race, I think, is to Ed Gillespie's advantage, because we've got a fantastic turnout machine in Virginia. The RNC has over 80 staffers out there. I think it's 85 exactly, and they've knocked on well over a million doors the last month or two. And so when you get these tight races like this, ground game matters. We have it. The Democrats have nothing. And I think Ed's going to win this one.
Oh, one of the other numbers that comes out of this poll is that 41% of Virginia residents believe that Gillespie can handle crime better than Northam. Only 24% believe that Northam can deal with the crime. What do you attribute that to? Is that because of this ad that is running that's gotten a lot of attention about MS-13?
Yeah, it's a big factor. I mean, the Democrats have this insane policy notion here on sanctuary cities and immigration, and it's just not logical. And I think it's symptomatic of their focus on identity politics, but I don't want to get too far into that. The bottom line on this is people expect to be safe in their homes and in their neighborhoods, and you've got to have somebody that's going to stand up on these issues, and Northam just isn't going to do it. I mean, he's just not going to do it at all. And so that's a big factor, particularly in Northern Virginia.
How important, I've wondered, you know, as I've watched the Ed Gillespie campaign develop, the addition of the MS-13 storyline came, you know, pretty well after the primary, after Corey Stewart had made a big deal out of it himself. And I wonder to what extent that the RNC had influence on Ed Gillespie taking that tact, and how much you're helping him in developing his message as he speaks to Virginians through your data and other things.
Well, look, we share resources and data, but let's be clear on this. Ed's running on the issues that he believes in are important for Virginia. And that's an important thing on this. I mean, I've known Ed a long time, and he's a proud son of the Commonwealth, and he is focused on what needs to happen to improve and strengthen the economy, make it safer in Virginia. So this is a Virginia campaign. There's some people that are trying to make this a national race because it has, you know, national interest on it. But that's not the case. This has been from the beginning a Virginia race run by Ed Gillespie and his team, and I think it's going to stay that way all the way to the end.
Well, the whole country is definitely paying attention. The fact that we're talking to you about it suggests that there's a lot of national interest. I want to comment on that. You mentioned the ground game. What does it look like in terms of firepower? What is the DNC bringing, and what is the RNC bringing to this?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, if you look at the last quarter, we finished the RNC finished with $45 million cash on hand. The Democrats finished with $6 million cash on hand and $4 million in debt. I mean, that's just an insane ratio. And, you know, they just don't have the money or the infrastructure to put together an operation like what we have. And because of that, I think Northam's campaign is seriously hurt by it. I mean, there's a civil war going on in the Democratic Party, and nobody in the national media is talking about it. And you know what? That's fine. But the fact of the matter is, they have a hard time getting their act together. You saw how divisive that primary was for the Democrats in Virginia. And look, I think all of that gives advantages to Ed Gillespie. I think he's a great candidate and a great campaigner, and I believe he's going to win.
Sounds like you're supporting him. Thanks, Bob Buducek.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate it, and for stopping by. Please do it again soon.
Thank you, Bob. Take care.
7:23 now on WMAL.
Everything we build makes a difference.
It's not just leaves that are falling these days. So are the prices on all fences, decks, and pavers from Long Fence. For a limited time, take advantage of their lowest prices of the year. Visit longfence.com today.
How safe is your home? You know, when you left your house today, did you make sure that the door was locked? Of course you did, right? Because you know that your home's safety, your family's safety, is your responsibility and no one else's. That's because you are a responsible person. So when it comes to finding someone to do the right job for the right person, the right home, you take that responsibility as well. And the right person, the right job, to do the right job of keeping your home safe is Ackerman Security. I've been telling about Ackerman for a while now. now, so you know that they're the sign of real security. You know it. Police know it, and you know what? The criminals know it, and that's what you need. Ackerman has been the sign of real security for half a century now. It's the only home security expert in America that actually guarantees against burglary. Join the 1 million Americans that trust Ackerman Security to help make their home safe. You can learn why Ackerman is the nation's safest. Just go to NoTheftGuarantee.com. That's NoTheftGuarantee.com for the sign of real security, Ackerman Security. It's 7:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes, first on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning update now sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Virginia crashes on Old Dominion Drive just inside the Beltway. So if you normally take Old Dominion Drive and you head inside the Beltway toward Balls Hill Road, that's where you'll find the crash under police direction, heavier than normal, obviously. On 66, we're going to push slowly here, Manassas towards Centerville, but it's just the volume through Fair Lakes and past Nutley Street. On the Fairfax County Parkway, the accident is northbound right as you come up to that exit for I-66. Again, northbound on 286 for those delays stacking up. New Hampshire Avenue, let's go and try to get you through Adelphi here. Still with the crash, northbound New Hampshire Avenue, right as you come up to the Beltway exit along the right side. Through White Oak and down toward Trader Joe's and Four Corners. Had the crash. It was reported on the northbound side of Colesville Road. Right as you pass the Trader Joe's, southbound, the impact is pretty intense here as you come south from East Randolph Road. And for 95, the overall look at this, it's going to be southbound toward 100, slow, again through Laurel and from south of the ICC down to the Beltway. A lot of volume. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
This will be tough. Well, tough to find a cloud, that is, and that's a good thing. New clouds of clear skies. We move through this morning and this afternoon. 74 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 50 degrees at 7:26 on WMAL.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry, 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Eras. They're defined by accomplishments, by victories, by those with the energy to power a dream. We were America's third largest capital investor in 2016. At NextEra Energy, we're helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
The VMI Honor Code. A cadet will not lie, cheat, steal, nor tolerate those who do. As a VMI cadet, Dr. Ralph Northam led the Honor Corps to uphold that code. And Ralph Northam has led his life by it, too. As an Army doctor, a pediatrician, and as Lieutenant Governor. Ed Gillespie has lived his life by different standards. Ed Gillespie is a corporate lobbyist selling out to the highest bidder. They call him Enron Ed. And as for lies, Ed Gillespie has made one false attack after another. Independent voices across Virginia have called Ed Gillespie's attack ads hogwash, beyond despicable, totally false. The truth? Dr. Northam voted to crack down on MS-13, and he's voted for 14 tax cuts, including property tax relief, tax cuts for new businesses in rural Virginia, and for veterans. As the VMI Honor Code says, don't tolerate Ed Gillespie's lies.
I'm Ralph Northam, candidate for governor, and this ad was paid for by Northam for Governor.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollandBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
And coming up on WMAL, well, this controversy over what the president said or did not say to that family, to the widow of the soldier that was killed in Niger, rages on. This is just not going to go away, and we're going to talk about that. We'll bring you the update and also get your thoughts on it coming up. It's 7:30, and that means WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The suspect in the shootings of five people in Harford County, Maryland yesterday is now in jail in Delaware. Police in Wilmington caught 37-year-old Radeep Prince last night, says Police Chief Robert Tracy.
At 7:05 p.m., a suspect was taken in police custody after a brief foot chase from these three agents from the ATF. And during the foot chase, our suspect did discard a .380 firearm, and which has also been recovered, and he was taken into custody with no incident, nobody hurt.
Police say Prince shot five co-workers in Edgewood yesterday, then drove to Delaware and shot one more person. No word from authorities on what his motive may have been. Montgomery County Police are looking for the driver who crashed his car into a county police cruiser last night at Silver Spring, then drove off. A police officer was injured in the crash, his condition not known. Something exploded in a utility room at a restaurant in Laurel yesterday as dozens of people were enjoying a meal inside. It happened at the Olive Garden restaurant near the Laurel Shopping Center. That blast sent debris across the parking lot. Two of the 15 employees inside at the time suffered minor injuries. Defense Secretary James Mattis wants answers about the ambush by ISIS-affiliated fighters that left four American soldiers dead and two wounded in Niger 2 weeks ago.
This was an intelligence failure. The intelligence said it was unlikely they would run into trouble. Those troops walked into an ambush of 50 ISIS fighters.
Correspondent Barbara Starr. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,158. The NASDAQ at 66,24. Sports sponsored by LifeLock. John Wall scores 28 points. Bradley Beal adds 25 more as the Wizards beat the Sixers. Baseball, the Cubs beat the Dodgers in Game 4 of the NLCS. The Yankees beat the Astros in Game 5 of the ALCS. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Equifax recently announced a breach of 143 million identities. You need to take steps to get protection. Be among the millions who trust their identity theft protection to LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code RISK for 10% off.
Have your golf buddies been asking where you've been? Are you missing your Saturday tee time? What if you could play and walk 18 holes without nagging back pain? What if you could fully swing your driver again and follow through? What if you could feel better and take a few strokes off your game? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Elagala at Sana Spine recognize that spine surgery can, should, and needs to be perfect. Using revolutionary ultrasonic technology, Sana Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sana Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at sanaspinesurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution, sanaspinesurgery.com. Get your game back.
Winter is almost here, and you know you need to get a new roof soon. You're dragging your feet, asking around, not sure where to find a roofer who will do a good job at a good price. So you're looking for somebody who knows a guy. I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. In the last 14 years, we've done over 30,000 jobs. The odds are pretty good that you know someone who's gotten a roof from us. So you know what that makes me? That's right, I'm your guy. New Look Home Design does a great job at great prices. And right now we have a great offer, 50% off all roofing materials through the end of October. Since I'm your guy, I'm going to shoot you straight. We do so many roofs, we strong arm awesome discounts from manufacturers. That's how I get you 50% off on all roofing materials. Give us us a call at 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com. Tell them your guy Patrick sent you, and you'll save 50% off on all materials.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the Big Screen Store, Black Friday savings start now. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99.
Whoa!
A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on Colesville Road, getting through Silver Spring. Delays actually continue to grow. Unfortunately, this crash happened on the northbound side of 29 right near the Trader Joe's, but had the left lane blocked southbound as well. So if you're coming south, say out of Fairland, East Randolph Road, watch for the heavier than normal delays through the White Oak area. For southbound 95, overall, you're going to still find delays. We had an earlier crash near Route 100, southbound in the backups had one. Then beyond near 32, 216, and then south of the ICC down to the Beltway. So 95, quite busy this morning, to say the least. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the crash northbound Laurel, just north of 198. Still had some activity there at last check, so busy through that stretch. Let's go Virginia, where Fairfax police were working the crash on Old Dominion Drive. Actually, they told me it was a broken-down car. So they're waiting on a tow truck heading inbound, southbound on Old Dominion Drive, right as you come up to Balls Hill Road. And I'm seeing delays that begin before the Beltway, so that is quite unusual. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking forecast now. Temperatures continuing to rise as we see a few clouds this morning. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy this afternoon. 74. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 47 in Dumfries, 41 in Hyattsville, 50 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, Thursday morning. Joining us in about half an hour, Susan Ferriccio from the Washington Examiner. We'll talk to her about the budget battle and other news coming out of the Capitol. And at 8:15, Jeff Dove, he's running for Jerry Connolly's seat. We'll talk to him about the upcoming Virginia governor's race. Mary Walter right here with Vince Colonese. Race
cool. Colonese. Good morning. Appreciate that. I like rhyming. Let's talk about what's going on with the President of the United States today. As you might imagine, as is often the case as we deliver the news to you each day, the President has been tweeting this morning. So, you know, as you're driving into work, you may be interested. Okay, so what's the leader of the free world up to? What's on his mind? Let's start with what he tweeted 43 minutes ago. Republicans are going for the big budget approval today. First step towards massive tax cuts. I think we have the votes, but who knows? So apparently, the President of the United States not quite in control of the whip count here. Not certain that they've got the support they need. I saw John McCain came out in favor of it, by the way, yesterday. Big deal. But they need those 50 votes on that budget resolution. It's a critical budget resolution in order to get to the next step to be able to get this tax reform package through.
Just a quick thought on the president saying, you know, I'm behind it, maybe. He's very nebulous with a lot of things like that. I think he does it on purpose.
Explain.
Well, I just think that, you know, there was a theory that we spoke about a couple of weeks ago that the appearance of chaos around his administration is purposely done so that there's this appearance of chaos, because how many people don't know what the president's going to do? And sometimes keeping those on the outside wondering is a good strategy. And I'm beginning to wonder more and more and more. I'm starting to think, you know what, I think he's doing a lot of this on purpose.
Was it the madman theory or something? Yeah, I mean, like, I think that probably applies more to foreign policy than it should to domestic policy. On this question of who knows if he has the votes for a budget resolution, I suspect that he genuinely doesn't know if they have the votes.
Meaning, he may not.
Meaning they think they have the votes, but they also thought that they had the votes when they went to Obamacare repeal and replace, and John McCain, surprise, surprise, comes out, pops the old thumbs down, and changed everything. Also tweeting this morning, 20 minutes ago, we've been talking about this story about how the FBI had some sort of knowledge, according to The Hill, that there was racketeering activity going on with Russia and attempting to influence the uranium market in the United States. And the FBI was aware of it, yet the Obama administration went on to approve the Uranium One deal, handing over control of 20% of the United States uranium to Russia. So this is the president just 21 minutes ago now. Uranium deal to Russia with Clinton help and Obama administration knowledge is the biggest story that fake media doesn't want to follow. I should note, The Hill, which started this story a couple days ago, John Solomon, sort of the only, classically middle-of-the-road outlet that's covered this. Beyond that, it seems like mostly coverage by conservative-type outlets that are out there with conservative audiences. So on this story, not a lot of New York Times or Washington Post headlines coming our way. Not yet, at least.
Are you surprised?
I think the president's trying to force their hand, though, right now by tweeting about it. Like, well, they have to cover my tweets, so maybe they'll cover it this way.
And again, all by design. I think brilliant. I sometimes cringe when the president tweets. I will admit it. And I know you love every tweet, including the cringeworthy ones. There are some that I wish he hadn't tweeted out. But it is one way to get facts covered, get what he wants out there covered, because they do cover when he tweets. They will report on it. So it's probably brilliant.
And then I want to get into this, and we'll carry this over too. I want to get your reactions to it. This is so among everything else going on in the president's life, you also have this criticism being directed at him that he was inadequately comforting to the widow of Sergeant LaDavid T. Johnson. Remember Frederica Wilson making these allegations two nights ago now, and it really exploded yesterday. Here is the congresswoman on CNN two nights ago now, characterizing what the president of the United States said in that phone call.
What did he say?
Well, basically he said, I guess he knew what he signed up for, but I guess it still hurts.
I guess he knew what he signed up for, but I guess it still hurts. The concept being here that the president was just so insensitive to the widow, and now the whole family's upset, and Frederica Wilson's upset, and she immediately rushed to CNN to use this as a political fight against the president of the United States. So this continues to have some fallout. Now, meanwhile, the New York Times ran a piece today, and in it, they talk about how difficult it is, obviously, to do condolences with family members. It's a minefield, these conversations, because you can say the wrong thing and nobody wants to. He, in the New York Times piece, the very last two paragraphs of the piece, they mention another family that was contacted from the same incident. Artie Wright, the father of a Green Beret who died in Niger this month alongside Sergeant Johnson, said Mr. Trump called him on Tuesday as well and listened to him talk about his son, Staff Sergeant Dustin M. Wright, during a conversation that lasted about 20 minutes. Quote, "He was great on the phone," Mr. Wright said in a telephone interview. "I needed him to listen, and he listened. And that's all I could ask." So we have some more details now out of sort of the way that those phone calls were being conducted. And clearly the president approaching this from a place of empathy, despite the fact that yesterday he tweeted out that it was fabricated, the allegations being made by Congresswoman Frederick, by the congresswoman. So this is basically, this story keeps developing. And I want to share with you here in a few moments what else has been said about this. I know Rob O'Neill, the Navy SEAL credited with shooting Osama bin Laden, has had comments on this morning. And also Sarah Huckabee Sanders had to face questions in the briefing room about this yesterday. And when she was talking about it, she noted John Kelly, the chief of staff, was present for these phone calls. In fact, let's go to cut 15. Here's Sarah Huckabee Sanders talking about who was in the room.
What proof does President Trump have when he says Congresswoman Wilson is not telling the truth? Are there recordings of his phone call with Maisha Johnson?
No, but there were several people in the room from the administration that were on the call, including the chief of staff, General John Kelly.
So I want to get your reaction to all of this morning and how the media has covered it over the last, say, 48 hours. Let me know what you think. We got 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
It is now 744 on WMAL.
Learn how to budget, plan, and build your dream home at the Chantilly Log and Timber Home Show. Attend free educational workshops, look at floor plans and design ideas, and meet with custom wood home builders and architects. This weekend only at the Dulles Expo Center. Discount tickets at logandtimberhomeshow.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage Motor Oil and a K&N oil filter for just $29.99. Speed Perks members also get a $5 emailed reward. Go to Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores to take advantage of this great offer while it lasts. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
745 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, and good morning, Silver Spring. You need extra time on Colesville Road if you're trying to get down to Four Corners on the Beltway. The crash blocks the left lane each direction right near the Trader Joe's. Thus, the delays southbound intensified. Northbound, you'll have some volume getting through as well. Now, for the Beltway, in the backups are normal delays. You know, they're from 95 to Georgia Avenue every morning. The crash is outer loop at New Hampshire Avenue. That was along the left side. New Hampshire Avenue getting up to the Beltway, getting better. The crash is now cleared. So northbound New Hampshire Avenue past Adelphi Road and the exit to the Beltway, you are good to go. Baltimore Washington Parkway southbound in Jessup and Laurel slows. Northbound recovering, trying to. The crash had been northbound BW Parkway north of 198. Old Dominion Drive, Virginia commuters, as you try to push inside the Beltway, they were trying to hook up the broken down to a tow truck. Old Dominion Drive near Balls Hill Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
This will be tough. Well, tough to find a cloud, that is, and that's a good thing. A few clouds of clear skies. We move through this morning and this afternoon. 74 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 50 degrees at 747 on WMAL.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a Zero-Res deep clean and save. 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
Didn't say what that congresswoman said. Didn't say it at all. She knows it. And she now is not saying it. I did not say what she said. And I'd like her to make the statement again because I did not say what she said.
I think that General Kelly is disgusted by the way that this has been politicized and that the focus has become on the process and not the fact that American lives were lost. I think he's disgusted and frustrated by that. And if he has any anger, it's towards that.
Congresswoman Frederica Wilson starting a firestorm about this phone call the president made to a Gold Star widow, accusing him of being insensitive in his call. How are you reacting to all this and the media coverage? Let's go to Brad, who's in Augusta, Georgia, listening to us this morning. Good morning, Brad. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on, picking my call. First off,
sure.
I'm a member of the Special Forces Association, and I served as military intelligence support for
Special Forces.
I did several tours overseas. I spent a lot of time in the part of Africa where these four comrades were killed. And I would like to say personally that I'm absolutely disgusted by the politicization of these deaths. First off, we do know what we sign up for. No one forces you to go to airborne school. No one forces you to serve in special forces. It's absolutely voluntary. I know what the president was trying to say. He was simply trying to compliment these soldiers on their willingness and courage to step forward and volunteer to serve in a special operations unit and to go overseas and do the jobs that we do. And this congresswoman, I've never even heard her name, but I saw the ridiculous pictures of her with red cowboy hats and all of that. I mean, this is buffoonery that mocks their sacrifice. Gold Star families are off limits. Mr. Khan, at the Democratic Convention, they're allowed to get up and say whatever they want. They have earned that right. And the only thing that you should say, whether you're left or right or center, is thank you for your sacrifice. It's absolutely disgusting. This, you know, the president has to say something because they've created this story around it. But you know what? It's disgusting to us that have served. I don't think my opinion has any more weight than anyone else's because of my service, but I know exactly what those men were doing. And it's disgusting that anyone would take a condolence call and try to twist it around. It angers me. I don't know what we can do other than tell them that they should be ashamed. But the Democrats in Congress, and I'm an independent, I didn't vote for President Trump, but I absolutely support the fact that he made a call to her. And it's disgusting, disgusting that they would take anybody. We're the quiet professionals. I mean, I even feel kind of uncomfortable making this call this morning. But somebody's got to say something. This lady's doing is nonsense.
Brad, I want to thank you for both your service and your very important analysis of this morning. I think your words and your position here does carry a lot of weight, and I really appreciate that.
Thank you for letting me express.
My pleasure. Thank you for calling in. 751 here on WMAL.
Save up to $799 on Marvin's replacement window, the Altrex Fiberglass Infinity. October only and only at The Window Man. TheWindowMan.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% Altrex fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. TheWindowMan.com educates, you decide. Throughout October, save up to $799 off Marvin's Infinity Altrex fiberglass replacement window. Or no money down, no interest, and no payment until April 2018. Save huge on energy with Infinity from Marvin Altrex fiberglass windows and pay nothing until next spring. Schedule your free estimate. 703-978-9888. Prior sales excluded. Financing with approved credit offers cannot be combined.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, with depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, has provided more than 100,000 life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Often, medication and talk therapy are not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, "My happy mom is back."
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit Hope. TMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
It's 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. We go to Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hi, Mary. Good morning. Well, futures continue to point to a considerably lower open on Wall Street after all three major indexes closed at records yesterday, and the Dow ended the session over 23,000 for the first time ever. No parallels, but this is, of course, the 30th anniversary of Black Monday, when stock markets around the world plunged as so-called program program trading by computers made losses worse. Third quarter earnings pouring in this morning. Among them, Verizon matched expectations with earnings and revenue beat despite all the hurricane damage. Philip Morris, which still sells a lot of cigarettes abroad, missed forecast on with both profit and revenue. Apple's watch has now been cut off from cellular service in China. No explanation there. Who knew you could spend so much on costumes and candy corn? Well, the National Retail Federation expects Americans to spend $9.1 billion this Halloween. That's up 8% from last year. Most of that goes to costumes at $3.4 billion. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The stock market has hit an all-time high more than 35 times so far this year. What will it do next? And what should you do about it with your investments? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. Don't let the stock market determine whether you can retire or stay retired. I invite you to our fun and informative seminar, Preparing for Retirement, to show you how you can get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, in Social Security benefits, and by handling your beneficiary designations correctly. These three strategies can help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement. Choose from five seminars in Maryland and Virginia the week of October 16th, weeknights at 7, Saturday at 11. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC.
It's 7:55 now. WMEL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're still busy around the Beltway, Maryland. They were trying to clear a crash that was in the backups outer loop as you come past New Hampshire Avenue. On 270 southbound, we're in the heavy thick of the rush hour here. On Colesville Road, the story this morning has been the crash right near the Trader Joe's, left lane blocked each direction. Virginia, Fairfax County Parkway, northbound, right as you come up to the Beltway for the crash. Still watch for police there. But it looks like the delays are starting to thin out. It's a little bit better, so you can take it. It won't cost you too much extra time. Update is sponsored by Tick. Do you want a simple, cost-effective way to handle your traffic ticket with no points on your license or your money back? Choose Tick. Visit TIKD.com today. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
This will be tough. Well, tough to find a cloud, that is, and that's a good thing. A few clouds with clear skies. We move through this morning and this afternoon, 74 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 50 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
Our next undergraduate session starts October 23rd. Our advisors can help you develop the right plan for you to earn a respected degree from a public state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
In a noisy world, Northern Virginia's own NOVEC is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. NOVEC delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. NOVEC is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. NOVEC. Listening. Responding.
This laugh has been years in the making. Because when Pat was a smoker, she couldn't laugh without coughing. So she laughed a lot less. But with one-on-one coaching, she's now cigarette-free. Which means a lot more of this. When her granddaughter wants to have tickle fights. Aetna, you don't join us. We join you. Find out more at AetnaWeJoinYou.com.
Have you been putting off fixing that fence or updating your yard fixtures? Well, way to procrastinate. Now you can save even more because Long Fence is offering the lowest prices of the year. Yep, cooler temps mean even hotter deals on all fences, decks, and pavers from Long Fence, but only for a limited time. So go to longfence.com today for a free estimate. Now, the lowest prices of the year are waiting for you at Long Fence.
Everything we do makes a difference.
Hey, here's what's coming up on WMAL.
Well, the President of the United States doesn't know if he's got the votes for the budget. Does Susan Ferriccio know the answer? That'll be coming up at 8:05.
And we're going to be joined by Jeff Dove. He is running for Jerry Connolly's seat in Virginia. We'll talk about the upcoming election for governor there. That is right around the corner. He'll have some news for us. It's 8 o'clock. And speaking of news, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.